Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome, language lovers, to an assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence. Join us as we examine a word. Good day to you, my sweet-smelling flowers of language. Today we journey to the center of your very face, to the nose, to explore today's word, macrosmatic. Macrosmatic is a word meaning to have a good sense of smell. You know that one person who goes, "Has Terence been over lately? I swear I can smell his eau de cologne," when in fact Terence hasn't been over in at least 5 weeks. Creepy. Macrosmatic is made up of macro, meaning large or long, and osmatic, meaning relating to the sense of smell. Thus, a large sense of smell. Macro comes from the ancient Greek makros, meaning long. You might, for example, have had the misfortune of studying macroeconomics in your first year of business studies, which relates to the branch of economics concerned with the large scale or general economic factors, such as interest rates and the national productivity. Osmatic comes from the French osmatique, supposedly coined by one Paul Broca, and from the Greek ousmai, meaning smell, scent, or odor. One can also be microsmatic, having little sense of smell, or anosmatic, lacking a sense of smell entirely. Let us take a moment to examine the word we use to describe the place or smells are smelled. The nose. Nose comes from Old English nosu, from Proto-Germanic nuso. My favorite comparison is to the Norwegian nos, meaning snout. Nose in Norwegian can also refer to a steep protruding point of a mountain. The word nose can be used as a verb in many different ways, including to snoop, detect, push, or to move cautiously somewhere. It can also mean the bulge on the side of a piece of a jigsaw puzzle that fits into the hole of its adjacent piece. Who knew? Isn't language wonderful?
Gollum has an unhealthy obsession about some bit of jewelry.
Doesn't even know this is what the precious is. Stupid therapist.
Cookie Monster's a bit of a stress eater.
Cookie, cookie, cookie!
And homicidal robots really just want their best friend back.
I know I did and said things that she regrets. But why is that my problem?
What all these monsters really need is therapy. The podcast Therapy for Monsters finally puts monsters in the therapy chair with a real therapist. Me, Tim, your friendly neighborhood therapist. If you'd like to learn a bit and laugh a bit, check out Therapy for Monsters on your favorite podcast app.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.